可可网友们大家好，今天要为大家介绍的短语 by hook or by crook， 它的意思是不管使用什么方法一定要达成目标。据说呢，这一短语来源是从前有权有势的采邑领主用钩刀 hook 来砍树篱上的木头，或者用牧羊人的曲柄杖 crook 收集矮林中的树枝来当柴火，所以有了这么样的一个说法，也就是不管用什么工具，目的一定要能够达成。我们先来看一个小对话，来体会一下这一短语的用法。
You should go and have a rest. You've been working for 12 hours.
你应该休息休息了，你都连续工作了12个小时了。
I can't. I must get the work finished in this week, by hook or by crook.
我不能休息，我要想尽一切办法在这周内把工作完成。再来看一些其他的例句。
A poor young man can't satisfy the material girl, so he works hard by hook or by crook.
这个穷嗖嗖的年轻人呢，满足不了这个拜金女孩的需要，所以他不择手段的努力奋斗。拜金女孩 ,material girl。再来看另外一个例子。
David is trying to get that promotion by hook or by crook.
David,为了这次能够被提升，正在千方百计地想办法。
That dishonest politician was determined to win the election by hook or by crook.
那个不诚实的政客决心不择手段在选举中取胜。下面一个例句呢，也非常常见，特别是在年轻人当中。
The famous singer is going to give a concert next week.And his fans are trying to get a ticket by hook or by crook.
这位著名歌手将在下星期举行一次演唱会，他的歌迷们正想方设法的搞票呢。最后再来看一个句子。
An argument is not about who can outshout the other. It's about making the other person see your point of view by hook or by crook.
争论比的不是谁能喊过谁，而是通过策略让其他人明白你的观点。从以上例句我们可以看出 by hook or by crook 这个短语指下定决心一定要做到某件事，不管使用的手段是好还是坏。决心坚定到这个程度，也许好坏的标准就有些模糊了。好了，这个短语我们就了解到这里，下期再见吧。